John chapter 15, verses 9 through 14. That's our passage today. Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey to the Gospels. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you'll remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command." You know, love is an interesting word, isn't it? We sing about it. We quote-unquote fall in love and sometimes fall out of love. We dream about it. Young adults can't wait to hear "I love you" from that special person. We express this emotion to our spouses, our children, our families. Love, however, is more than a warm, fuzzy feeling. Love is based in action. Jesus demonstrated his love for us. When we were still sinners, he died for us. Jesus' love was not communicated in poetic words, but with his blood. He was rejected, scorned, beaten beyond recognition, and hung naked on a cross. He took our sins and carried them in his body. He paid sin's penalty with his last breath. Love doesn't stop this supreme act of Jesus. Those he died for are to love each other as he has loved us. We are to lay down our lives for another person if need be. Jesus' great sacrifice calls us to demonstrate great love. And love is costly. Long before a sacrificial death, love must be shown with a sacrificial life. Lord Jesus, thank you for being the supreme example of true love. As you have loved me, help me to love others. I pray in your name. Amen. Hey, if you'd like for us to pray for you, send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org. It'd be a privilege to pray for anything you have going on in your life.